Hi. This is a solo episode, but I feel like I need to do this. Okay, well, there's a lot that I want to say, but it's definitely not going to happen. What's happening? It's definitely, I don't know, I hope, hello? What the fuck is going on? It's definitely not going to happen in this podcast episode. In this episode, I want to talk about, well, let me tell you where I've been, what I've been doing, that's bringing me to this podcast episode. Bear with me. Y'all haven't seen me do a solo episode in a while. So I'll do an entire episode about my panic attacks and stuff like that. But, June was a kind of a ridiculous month for me. With anxiety and depression. It was rough, a little bit of a rough month, to the point that like I had started getting, like brain fog really bad. Like I remember at one point I forgot my nephew's name. And I was like, what the fuck? And then just really bad paranoia. Like, I thought I was going to have to be admitted into a mental hospital. Like, that's how bad my anxiety got. No joke. Like I've never felt it like that before in my entire life. And then I had, you know, I had a weird health scare, but a scare for me, probably not for a normal person, but somebody for me, it was a scare. And I've come to the conclusion, thanks to therapy, that I'm not a hypochondriac, that actually there are things that have happened in my past that have led me to be the way that I am when it comes to my health. I.e., whenever some small little thing happens, I think the most worst possible outcome. Because when I was younger, I had a disease called pseudotumor cerebri, that I was apparently suffering with for weeks and weeks and weeks. But as a 10-year-old kid, when your parents and adults in your life are not listening to you when you're telling them, hey, I'm going blind in one eye. I'll tell the story, the full story eventually if y'all want to hear it. But when your parents and the adults in your life, like not just your parents, your grandparents, are just not listening to you and they're coming up with any excuses to why you're losing your vision instead of just taking you to a doctor and listening to your 10-year-old self, you feel helpless. And then when you finally go to the doctor and they're like, wait, hold on, there's something seriously wrong. And at 10, you don't know what the fuck to do. You're out of control and you feel like you're dying. And then the next thing you know, you're in the hospital being admitted, being poked and prodded by a bunch of people you don't know, scared. That's trauma. So I realized, wow, okay, that's why I am the way that I am. So I had a health scare. For myself, that really wasn't a health scare. I ended up going to the doctor, I went to the doctor as a precautionary measure for something, and the doctor was like, well, we should take blood. And started asking me a bunch of questions about, like, blood disorders. And I started getting really fucking scared. I'm like, why are you asking me if I'm fatigued? Why are you asking me if I bruise easily? Like, does this motherfucker think that I have leukemia or something? Like, scared, you know? So I went to the doctor and the doctor wanted to do their due diligence. So they took 15 fucking vials of blood from me, from both of my arms, just to be for precautionary measures, see if I had any clotting, whatever it was. Again, I'll tell the entire story. I feel like I'm telling it now anyway, but there's a method to my madness, so just bear with me. Needless to say, that on top of the already panic and anxiety and depression shit that I had going on, that just added to the whole thing, the waiting game, waiting for results, not knowing what the fuck is going on, just added to the whole shit. When the doctor finally called and went through my entire blood testing, like the whole panel, and said, literally, there is nothing wrong with you whatsoever. Relief. Wonderful. But then you have to deal with the aftermath, right? It's not just like, it's not just the okay, this is what's causing me anxiety in my life. And then when you realize that whatever's causing you anxiety in your life doesn't need to be causing you anxiety in your life. Oh, great. Everything's done and over with. No, there's a root to that anxiety, right? What's the issue? What's the underlying cause of that anxiety? It's not just this one-off situation. It's you got to go back to the root of where it started, aka childhood, whatever it is for you, whatever the trauma is, right? And then the aftermath of anxiety, especially when something triggers your like PTSD trauma symptoms, which I didn't even realize I had until it started. I started putting the pieces together in therapy. You know, like my therapist gave me a worksheet. And she was like, answer these questions, honestly. Do you have this, 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 and this? And it was like the symptoms of trauma. And I was like, yeah, I literally tick off nearly every single one of these. I was like, oh my God, confusion and brain fog. I was like, it's crazy because I thought I had some sort of fucking brain tumor or like I was going on to into early onset dementia because I was forgetting. I remember my cousins the day after I found out that everything was going to be fine. And I got my blood work and everything was fine and I'm good. I'm Gucci McGoochington. I'm healthier. I'm healthy as an ox. Thank God. That day, my family came in from Florida. And the next day, the first day that they were here, I went to Guitar Center near me. And I remember on the midway to Guitar Center, forgetting how to get there. And I'd been there so many fucking times. I used to visit my dad there nearly every fucking week to go play the drums with him, you know? And I forgot how to get there. And I got scared because I was like, why? Like yesterday I forgot my nephew's name. And today I'm forgetting how to get to a place that I know exactly where the fuck it is. Like, what is wrong with me? And then a couple days later, I was sitting in therapy and she handed me this worksheet and it kind of made sense. I was like, holy shit, that's my issue. Like I have some sort of PTSD when it comes to like my health or something from like the trauma that I went through as a kid that I never fucking dealt with. And I guess it just resurfaced with this thing that I had going on. And on top of that, all of the anxiety and depression that I've been feeling leading up to this, starting in May, it was like, okay, this is all coming full circle. This all makes a lot of fucking sense. Now what? And so my aunt was here. I spent time with my aunt. We had a really good time. Things kind of, my birthday came, that was good. I made the best of it. I had a really decently good time on my birthday. I'm not going to say it was the best birthday ever, but I enjoyed myself and that's all I can say. I'm grateful for the people in my life and whatever, right? But the whole time my aunt was here and the whole time, you know, the whole time I was like kind of busy with all of these things in the back of my brain, I kept thinking, you got to do something. You got to do something for yourself. You have to do something and get back to center and get back to where you were, you know, like no more of this, no more of living in this depressed, anxious place. And that's where this particular podcast is coming from because, as the universe will have it, things come full circle. I had been thinking about going into solitude for a while, just taking 2 to 3 weeks just to like unplug as much as I possibly can from social media, friends. Oh, let's go here. Let's do this. Let's do that. And just get back to a routine for myself, right? that had always, that's been in the back of my brain for the last month and a half, 2 months, something I really genuinely need to do that I have not been following through on. But then as the universe will have it, when you miss the call from the universe, it gives you another sign and another sign and another sign to show you, okay, this is the path you need to be on. I kept missing the fucking call until I became friends with this, I guess you could call her a psychic. Yeah, I would call her a psychic, intuitive. I would call her honestly an intuitive coach, but she's really fucking good at what she does. And she's on TikTok, and I'll probably have her on the podcast after all of this is said and done. Actually, most definitely I'm going to have her on the podcast because she's just too much of a gem to not, like, be put out there. Her and I came across her because I follow all the tarot readings and stuff like that, and I came across her on my For You page, and I was like, she's pretty. All right, cool. Let's like click. Like what she's saying makes sense too. Like let's click on this and see what's going on. And like I enjoyed her videos. Then I saw she was live and I was like, let's see. Like let's see what her live streams are about. Like does she really read the cards? And then I noticed she doesn't read the fucking cards. She literally just shuffles the entire time and you just uses her intuition. But her shit is spot on, right? So I started commenting in her lives. We built up a rapport, and one thing led to another, and she's like, I want to do a reading for you. So again, I'm getting there. Bear with me. This is a whole story. It's going to bring me to exactly to where I need to be, right? Like everything in life. You don't understand why it's happening, but it's happening for a fucking purpose. Promise. Anyway, she's like, I want to do a reading for you, a love reading, a life reading. Like, please, like, I just feel called to do it. I'm like, yo, say less. Whenever you're ready, like, let's fucking do it. So we sat down, we had a Zoom call, and, to say reading would just be an understatement. Like I said, it's more like a read where she coaches you. And like, at least for me, it was like a spot on reading, where she sits there and is completely spot on, digs deep into like the crux of what is going on in your life. And then literally tells you, at least for me, like, okay, this is what you need to do to get back into alignment for yourself. And I don't know, the reading was just so clear and concise, and like, it was almost like I needed to talk to her in order to get the permission to go into solitude and shut everything out for a little bit. Not in a bad way, but in a way that I can give back to myself for a change and stop expending my energy without getting any back in return. And my therapist, again, everything was aligning. My therapist has been saying this for weeks. You need to come up with something, whether it's going to yoga every day, taking a walk every day, scratching your ass every day, do something that is for you at least once a day. And have some sort of routine. Because when your brain has a routine and you can know, okay, at 8 o'clock, this is what I'm going to do at 8 a.m. At 9, this is what, like, whatever it is. When your brain has a routine, it doesn't have time to focus in on the negativity, right? But also keep a regimen of checking in with how you feel on a daily basis, right? This is what my therapist is saying. My therapist and this other person do not speak, but when I sat down with this other person, her name's Lucky. Again, I'll have her on the podcast. When I sat down with her, it just became clear, that this was something I needed to do. Literally, it's so funny because it had been something in the back of my brain. My therapist had been talking to me about it. I literally researched planners. I bought this amazing fucking planner, by the way. If you're struggling with organization and you're struggling with needing to be organized, this planner, I'm gonna link below. This is a fucking game changer, genuinely. It's funny because I go to Barnes & Noble a lot just to kind of that's like my place, you know, like that, you know, like how a lumberjack's place is probably Home Depot. Like he loves to just go. My place is I was gonna say Home Depot. My place is Barnes and Noble, right? That's like my sanctuary where I can go and just like look at all the books, even if I don't buy anything. And I found this planner in Barnes and Noble, and it was $24. And I was like, fuck that. Let me check on Amazon. And I checked on Amazon and it was 14 or 13. And I was like, bye. See you later. And I bought it and I'm so happy I did. So anyway, again, I'll leave that in the description too. What I'm trying to say is everything was aligning, like literally in my life. Intuitively, I felt it. But then I had this meeting and she was like, listen, I think it was on a Thursday. She was like, take the weekend, have your last hurrah, but then do what you need to do for yourself. And so I was like, hey, all right. Like she kind of gave me that permission to just do it. And she also gave me a book to read. It's called Untamed by Glennon Doyle, and I started reading it, and that's why I wanted to kind of do this episode, because one of the chapters in the book really, really hit home for me, at the very least, because it's not one, it's one thing to get into a mindset for yourself, a positive mindset where you're speaking correctly to yourself. You're telling yourself all the things that you need to tell yourself. You're in this place of like, you know, alignment, manifesting great things, not focusing on the negativity, not focusing on the past, not worried about the future, just present and still in the now. It's all wonderful to be there. But I think one piece for ourselves as a society that we fail to realize is that, just because you're there doesn't mean negative feelings and thoughts don't come. And when they do come, instead of trying to push them down or distract yourself from them, that's what we've been conditioned to do, is just distract ourselves from the negativity. We need to be feeling those feelings. When you have to cry, cry. When you want to scream, scream. When you want to punch something, hopefully it's a punching bag and not a wall. I don't recommend doing that. But like when you are feeling it, we need permission to feel these things. You know, there's a chapter in the book where she's saying, you know, like I don't want to give too much away, but she's basically saying like she had to be given permission to feel. You know, we're only given permission to feel happy in life. And if you're feeling sad or hopeless or upset or lost, if you're feeling any of those negative things, it's like, well, we need to fix that. No. Our only job in life is to feel everything to the best of our ability. The key is not to not feeling negative shit. It's to feeling it and releasing it. And again, The Untethered Soul, another book that I was reading on my own that was recommended by, that was recommended by Dina from The Apothecary. That book literally talks about it too. The book is all about how, you know, being in a place of enlightenment doesn't mean you never have a negative experience. You never have negative thoughts or you never have anxiety. Well, no, it is about not having anxiety, because anxiety is stored negativity. You know, it's when you're thinking those bad thoughts, but you're not allowing them to just pass through like a passing cloud, like a fucking train that passes, and I don't know, like something that passes, like a fucking kidney stone. No, sometimes kidney stones don't pass. Something that passes with ease. That's how we have to be treating our emotions. We are emotional feeling beings, or we're supposed to be. But the issue is, we don't allow ourselves to just sit with the negativity. And it's the reason why we store our trauma. It's the reason why we can store our trauma for fucking years and years and years and years and not even realize that we have that stored trauma. Like me, for instance, again, with that, you know, like I was anxious for these tests, thinking the worst about my health, to the point that I became like a lost fucking puppy dog, and I was like, I would shiver like from the anxiety. I'm not even joking. That's how bad it was. Nobody really knows. I haven't really talked about it. This is the first time that I'm talking about it. The only person that knows is my mother, because she was here and she watched me, and she had to like, I guess like, she helped. There were nights I couldn't be alone with my own thoughts. That's how bad it was. I could not, at 32 years old, I could not sleep by myself because I was afraid of my own brain. Relying on substances too, you know, like CBD is a wonderful thing, but when you have Delta 8 mixed in with that CBD and, you're already anxious, having paranoid, crazy thoughts, not a good mix. Not a good mix at all. Don't recommend it. Everybody's different though. It just did not do well for me. I can tell you that. And I can tell you this, after taking the CBD and having a really rough fucking night with it, the 2 days that followed, 3 days that followed were also rough. I was paranoid. It was bad. Really bad. Like I had like a fucking break. Like a mental break. Genuinely. And for me, like looking back, it was everything that I had been holding on to that I wasn't allowing myself to truly feel. I wasn't allowing myself to truly feel certain losses. I wasn't allowing myself the grace to just be with my feelings, you know, whatever the feelings were, whether it was about the past, about, you know, my past relationships and the past trauma from those relationships, or my present situation, you know, mourning the loss of somebody now, in my life, whatever it was, I wasn't truly feeling it. And I was obsessing over, when it was going to end. You know, it's like that kid, that annoying fucking kid on that road trip. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we done yet? Are we there yet? And it's like the parents are the universe, right? And the more you continue to ask the universe, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? The longer the universe prolongs your healing. Actually, it's not even the universe. You do it yourself, you know, because you're holding on to the shit. That's the key. The key is not to ever feel sadness or unhappiness, or I was feeling so lost, like I had nothing to look forward to. And there's two reasons for that. One, I was relying on other people to provide me the happiness that I should have been providing myself all along, with or without those people. You know, I've been conditioned to think for myself in my own life, in my own experience, that when somebody comes into my life that I care about, I need to drop everything that matters to me and just solely hyper-focus on that person. And that's not healthy. That's just not. That person needs to come in with their own thing that makes them happy and makes them and lights them up, that has nothing to do with me. And I need to come in with my own shit that makes me happy. And neither one of us should throw each other off course from that. Matter of fact, we should be building ourselves up. That is a ultra healthy relationship. right? And maybe we mix and match, and maybe, you know, like if she's really into jogging and I'm into walking, maybe we mix and match. You know what I mean? Like, we find common ground and do things together, but at the end of the day, this is a non-negotiable for me. And I had realized I didn't have anything like that. I didn't have anything that I did that was genuinely for me and for my well-being. And my therapist had been saying it. And then Lucky had basically, she didn't say it, but she was like, you need to do this, 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 and this. And then I really sat and reflected for the weekend, and I drank and I fucking ate whatever the fuck I wanted, because I knew I was going to go into a detox and whatever. She gave me permission again. She was like, you're going to go into solitude. So this is your last hurrah. See your friends, see your family, the people that are important to you. And then for the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's all about you and your healing, your true, genuine healing, not just healing from one specific thing. It's like healing from the past traumas, recognizing patterns in relationships, in every relationship. What are the patterns for me with this, in this relationship, to this one, to this one, to this one? Recognizing that, figuring out where the fuck it comes from, and then dismantling it. It's like the cocoon that you need to go into in order to come back out the butterfly, right? And I'll probably post this, I don't know, maybe I'll post this while in the solitude, I don't know. I'm going to do it when I feel called to do it, because, you know, there's a piece of me that wants to move in silence and do this in silence. So if you're watching this, you're probably watching this after my solitude. But the message I'm trying to send forth today is that we need to allow ourselves, the grace to feel the negative feelings and not allow them to get stuck. When we resist the negative feelings, that's when they get stuck. It's pretty funny, actually. When we resist and we try to dodge, that's when, and we try to pretend like they don't exist, that's when they get stuck in our energy. But when we can say, okay, I miss this person. Okay, and me missing this person is making me cry right now and making me sad. Okay, I'm going to be here and sit in the sadness and allow myself to feel it and allow it to pass. Because the minute I'm done crying, then I can get back to doing everything else that I've been wanting to do. So the if you read nothing else, you need to either read this book, Untamed, by Glennon Doyle. And I haven't even finished it yet. But, or listen to the audio book, or at the very least, read the chapter that I'm talking about. Hold on a second. I'm gonna get this chapter. It's too good. It's like too fucking good not to read. Let me see what the chapter's called, though. Hold on a second. The chapter's literally called Feel. I'm sure you could, like, fucking find a PDF version of the chapter. It's literally called Feel, and it's probably, like, 2 pages long. The chapters are small. The book is very digestible. You know, it's like, made that way. At least I feel like it's made that way, because, I don't know, I just, it's like little snippets of her life that have taught her lessons, but it's all rolled into this one book that is one big lesson. And the big lesson is live your truth. I can definitely see that that is the big lesson. Untamed. Let the beast within out, you know, the beast that society's been telling you need to keep under wraps, the animal within, like, let it out. That's the whole message of the book. But there are there are sub messages and sub lessons that are just equally as important that lead up to that big umbrella message. And the one that really hit home for me, at least right now, was feel. That's the chapter. And it's about allowing yourself. It was just an eye-opening moment to read, because it's just allowing yourself to feel, like giving yourself permission to feel. You're human, right? We are all human. We're not going to be happy 100% of the time. We can't. It's impossible. Life happens outside of us. Little things, big things, you lose a friend, you lose a loved one, however, whatever that means to you, your fucking niece tells you you're not her favorite anymore, whatever it is, which, by the way, that has never happened, and it will never happen, but, you know, whatever it is, things happen to us. Somebody cuts you off on the road, and it pisses you off, you know? We have to allow ourselves to feel, not react. There's a difference. Sometimes we think like, well, if I feel, then I'm going to punch this person in. No. No. Feel. Well, to me, anger is not an emotion. Anger is a mask, in my opinion. We'll get into that if you really want to get into that. That's a topic for another time. But for me, anger is a mask to mask hurt, right? Because we're also conditioned to, again, it's full circle. We're conditioned to not feel sad. If you're sad, you're weak. That's the world we live in. If you're sad, you're a weakling. If that hurt you, if that upset you, and you're sad about it, you're a weak bitch. So instead of sadness, we mask that sadness with anger, right? And you can trace your anger back. Oh, I'm angry because when I was a kid, I was molested by my favorite uncle. Well, realistically, you're sad and deep, like that's like a deep sadness that nobody was there to save you, that your uncle could, you know, betray you like that, you know, like that type of situation. That's an extreme, you know, but for me, in my opinion, anger is not an emotion. Anger is a mask. But the key is to allow ourselves to feel the negativity. Don't stay there, but feel it and release it. So I don't know how long I'm going to make this. 30 minutes is fine for me. Like, this is a quick episode. But this is your reminder, your sign, whatever it is, your permission. I am giving you permission, because sometimes I needed permission. Like I said, I needed that Zoom call with Lucky in order to get the confirmation and permission to do what I'm doing right now, which is go into solitude, creating for myself, creating a routine for myself, being living with intention. Again, a topic for another time that I will definitely be touching on. But to live with intention for myself, right? I needed permission. It's like she was sent to me or whatever to give me that permission to live for me and to do for me, right? So I'm giving you permission as a listener, a watcher, whatever, wherever you're consuming this from, if you're listening and you're just listening or you're watching me on YouTube, I am giving you permission to feel. It is imperative that you feel. That's all I'm going to say. With that being said, I'm going to go feel my feelings now. whatever they are, whenever they come, I'm going to feel them. And I think you should do the same. And, I'll let you know how it goes after I'm done with it, so we can all compare notes. I love you all very much. if you want, if you've listened to this thus far, I know I used to do secret words and stuff like that. We'll do a secret word. Before I give you the secret word, though, I have an email list. If you want to join my email list, that is linked in the description below. If you want to become a patron, that's linked in the description below. I have a lot of things that I want to do that I feel called to do. Most of those things are linked in the description below. I have a Facebook group that I have created. It's called The Sanctuary. It's a place, my attempt at making a safe space online, like mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, for people to just compare notes. Hey, this is what helped me. Sometimes when you hear from other people, they can just spark new ideas in you. Again, like talking to Lucky, she was like, you could do this, 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 and this. I'm like, oh my God, I never even thought of that. That's what I want The Sanctuary to be, just a place for people to help one another. I'll link that in the description below. That's really it. I love you all. The secret word is solitude. So comment it below. Find me somewhere. Message it to me. And I'll know that you've listened thus far. I love you very much. I hope this helps. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out, everybody.